Welcome to part two of my training on how to say what you want in English, where we're working with one strategy that will get you the courage and the confidence that you need to communicate naturally in English. Hopefully, you did the activity that I asked you to do in part one. If you haven't, pause this training, go back, do the recording, and then let's continue. So I'm curious, how did it go yesterday? How did you feel doing the speaking task? Did it feel strange and weird? Was it hard to listen to yourself? It's totally okay. In fact, the first time I did it, I hated it. But I want you to take a moment and congratulate yourself on doing something really hard. I asked you to take a risk yesterday. I asked you to trust me, and I asked you to do something a little bit weird and strange, and you did it. I'm really proud of you for that. So take a moment, congratulate yourself on doing something new, doing something that will finally begin to help you get unstuck. Now, I know that listening to yourself yesterday was probably really hard, but I promise you it will get easier. In fact, as you continue doing this, you might start to love it. A lot of my students do. I even like it, but it is hard that first time. And I'm curious, did you notice some mistakes? Did you recognize things that you wish you had done differently? When you listened and evaluated, did it activate some of that knowledge you have in your mind? Did you think about a new word or expression, or did you think about a better way to express what you wanted to say? If the answer is yes, then you've started that process of activating that knowledge you have and making it easier for you to think in English and communicate in the moment more easily. Today's training is much shorter. I want to share with you a story about my own experience using this technique and why I started using it. And we'll talk about how you can continue to use this effectively to truly change your English, your confidence, and your fluency. But first, I want to say that I really want to hear about your experience. You can always email me. In fact, you can respond to the email you got from me today with this video and tell me about your experience. How was it? You can tell me if it was terrible and you hated it, or you can tell me if you learned something really interesting. I want to hear all of it, so you can always email me. I've mentioned several times that this technique I shared with you yesterday is one that I use with all of my students. I use it in my fluency school course, and I've used it for myself. And here's why. The truth is, in my real life, I'm a very shy person. In my native language, I'm shy. I don't like talking to strangers. I feel really comfortable in my house, and I love my friends, but when I'm in public, I tend to be really shy. I'm extremely shy when I'm speaking French. Also, I started studying French as an adult. I had no experience with it as a child, and I really loved it. When I began studying, it became my hobby. I had a private teacher. I read everything I could in French, newspapers and stories and blogs and cookbooks. I watched the news in French. I listened to music and watched movies in French. I did everything I could, and I loved it. I learned a lot. I knew grammar really well. I had a great vocabulary. But I really couldn't speak. I kind of knew that, but I was still living in the United States. So I thought, oh, it's because I'm here in the United States. I don't have the opportunity to learn and use French every day. That's why I'm not a good speaker. And then I moved to France, and I couldn't speak. I was just super terrified. The very first day that I arrived, I needed to go to the bakery to get some bread for dinner. And I was standing in line at the bakery and I just froze. I was super paralyzed. It was One of my worst memories, I was so embarrassed and so nervous, and all I needed to do was order bread. And I kept thinking in my mind, this is so simple, just do it. But I couldn't do it. I lost all of the words that I needed, and I was so afraid of my accent. I was worried that they would laugh at me when I asked a question or that somebody would say something rude. And I was just too afraid. I didn't do it. I left. I couldn't do it. And I had studied for years. This was my hobby. I loved it. But I had no confidence. I was terrified of speaking. And the truth is, there's a lot of really bad advice about how to become confident, how to stop feeling afraid. Most traditional classrooms don't give you enough speaking practice, and most teachers tell you, just don't feel afraid. Just go practice with strangers. Talk to anyone. Don't worry about your mistakes. But that advice didn't help me. The problem was, I didn't want to talk to strangers. That sounds terrible to me. And I didn't want to make mistakes. I didn't want to seem silly or feel embarrassed. I really didn't want anyone to laugh at me. That advice did not work for me. It didn't help me. And the truth is, it probably isn't helping you, especially if you're a shy person. So I knew I needed to try something different. I was living in France. I wanted to be able to speak, and I needed to be able to speak. But I needed to find a new way to do that. I needed to find something that I was comfortable with, that I could do by myself, where I couldn't be embarrassed, no one would laugh at me, and I could start to perfect my skills. I could try speaking, I could fix things I didn't like, and then I could slowly build my confidence. And that's why I started to record myself. I could do it alone, by myself, no one needed to listen to me, just me. And I started to use the knowledge that was in my brain. I started to use all of that grammar and vocabulary I had. I got more comfortable speaking and recording myself. I could recognize and fix my mistakes. I could perfect what I wanted to say. And that repetition made it easier for me. It made it easier for me to remember all of that information and use it in the moment. So I had more confidence when I needed to go to the bakery and order bread, or when I saw my neighbors and everything else I needed to do. And honestly, within 1 month, everything started to change for me. I wasn't perfect. I still made mistakes, but I wasn't so nervous about it anymore. I was okay with it. Most of the time, I could immediately fix my mistake because I learned to hear myself when I was speaking. I could hear the mistake and fix it. Or I could even prevent it because I had learned how to perfect my strategy. I was no longer nervous speaking to people, and I learned to practice saying things to improve my pronunciation. As I gained confidence, my fluency improved, and I started talking to everybody, even strangers, sometimes. But the truth is, it happened really pretty quickly. I did this every day for a month, so it did require regular practice from me, but it changed my French. It changed my fear to confidence, and it improved my fluency. And it does the same thing for all of my students. That's why I use this strategy. It's why I want you to continue using it. Yesterday, we talked a lot about why you're here. There are things you want to do in your life, and you need English to do them. It might be a new job, it might be a promotion, it might be traveling to different countries, maybe studying abroad, or you live in an English-speaking country and you want to feel comfortable, you want to make friends, you want it to be easy to communicate. And those things are possible. This strategy will help you get there. In yesterday's activity, you practiced the topic of what did you do yesterday, which is a really common small talk question. We use that question with colleagues at work and our neighbors and our friends. So you've already started the process of perfecting your ability to communicate when you're just chatting with people. But you can use the same strategy with any topic. If you know that you have a business meeting next week and you will need to share some of your ideas or expertise, use this strategy to help you prepare. Practice talking about it, record it, listen to it, and evaluate it. Are you okay with what you said? Do you wish you had said something else? Do you wish you had used a different word? Maybe you remembered something else you wanted to say. Re-record what you did and continue practicing it. Use that repetition to help you and to perfect what you want to say so that you're ready to use all of that language in your meeting. If you have a job interview, you can use this same strategy with all of the common job interview questions. There are so many resources online where you can find common questions. If you want to be able to chat with your neighbor, what does your neighbor usually ask you? What kinds of questions would you like to talk about with your neighbor? Practice those using this strategy. Now, I know that you can't practice every question in the world using this. You can't be prepared for everything. There's always an unexpected question and an unexpected conversation. But because you're doing this, it's activating that knowledge you have in your mind, all of that grammar you've been studying, all the vocabulary you've been learning. And because you're learning how to think more easily and more quickly in English, even those unexpected questions, those unexpected conversations will be much easier. Yesterday, my challenge for you was to try this and to do the activity I asked of you. And today, my challenge is that you continue to try this. Give it a week, give it 2 weeks, give it 30 days. And I want you to see the progress that you begin to make and how much easier it becomes to start speaking in English and having that confidence that you really need. Now, once again, I want you to know that I'd love to hear from you about this. As you continue to practice, share with me. You can always email me or join my online community. Because you've downloaded this training, you'll also begin receiving my weekly Confident English lessons, which I send every Wednesday by email. I want to do that so I can continue to support you in your English progress. I've also mentioned my Fluency School course. Fluency School is a one-month intensive speaking course that includes live small group classes with me. If that's something that's interesting to you, if you'd like to learn with me, you can find out everything you need on my website. I offer Fluency School 3 times a year, so you can join the waiting list to find out about the next class. When you do that, you'll also have the opportunity to get a free Fluency School training. I offer it just for 1 or 2 weeks before each course. So you'll be able to have the opportunity to get a little preview of everything we do in Fluency School and how your English can change. To do that, simply sign up for that waiting list and you'll get all of that information. With that, thank you so much for joining me in this training on how to say what you want in English. I'm thrilled to have you in my Confident English community, and I look forward to continuing to support you in your English and all of the progress that you want to make.